Since Lana had no recollection of his parents, he surmised that the lullaby had been taught to him by Grawn, the old badger who had reared him. Lana stayed that night in the cave on the cliffside. As day dawned, he spotted a tiny puff of dust on a hilltop off to his right. The big badger knew instantly that it was his quarry. The sea rat must have spent the night amid the hills, not far from the cave. Pausing only to grab his bow and quiver, Lana set off in pursuit. He had travelled no further than the base of the first foothill when he was faced by a small patrol of 10 Darat rats. Their leader eyed him insolently up and down.
"Tis be to Ratland. You give me bow and arrows, Stripe Dog. We take you to Hemper Fig Lug."
He grinned at the other rats, murmuring to them.
"Much better, Glug, eh?"
Had it been 10 rats or 20, Lana did not like either their manner or their disposition, so he charged them without warning. They went down like ninepins under the giant badger's onslaught. Seizing the leader of the patrol, Lana hailed him bodily into the other rats. Then the big badger was among them like a whirlwind, punching, kicking, butting, thrashing them with their own spears. So surprised were the Darat that they fled in panic, kicking up sand widespread as they scuttled off amid the hills. Lana picked up his bow and quiver. Then, throwing back his great striped head, he gave vent to the fearsome war cry of hares and badgers.
"Eulalia!"
However, with much more urgent business to attend to, he let the Darat be and didn't give chase. Instead, Lana set off swiftly on the trail of the sea rat. When the Darat saw they were not being pursued, they halted on the plain beside the foothills. The patrol leader limped up, carrying half a broken spear. He watched the big badger crossing a hilltop some distance off. Turning to his subordinates, who were sitting licking their wounds, he snarled.
"We were sent here to catch a rabbit, mouse and squirry, not Stripe Dog. Let High Cap'n catch a datin. He'd be over that way with many darrat."
The sea rat saw Lana coming after him. Deserting the hills, he dashed out onto the dusty plain. It was a mistake. The last mistake he was ever to make. The badger's arrow found him. Once Lana had the range, no beast could outrun a shaft from his big bow. The Werga did not know. She had lost all three of her sons. Lana sat down in a hollow amid the hills and made breakfast from the food in his pack. Out on the flatlands, the five travellers pushed forward, keeping the distant cliffs in view. They marched shoulder to shoulder because, as Saro had pointed out, that way they would not be eating one another's dust. Since their rescue, Springald and Fenner were paying more attention to Bragoon and Saro, seasoned campaigners both. The squirrel and the otter were ever ready to share their knowledge with the younger, less experienced trio. Horty was feeling rather chipper now that any immediate danger was past. He struck up a jolly marching song to which he himself had written the lyrics. As was usual with hare songs, it dealt mainly with food.
"Wallop me left and stagger me right and buffet me north and south. If I could teach a stew to walk it, it'd march right into me mouth. To pasties and pies of convenient size, I'd beat a tattoo on me drum. So jolly and forceful, each tasty morsel tramp over me gums to me tum. As each of them trips in through me lips, all skipping along to the beat, why all of a sudden I grab a fat pudding and leave it no way to retreat. Form up in line, you victuals so fine, what you dress in that salad back there? A quick salute to trifle and fruit, then chop down the throat of a hare. Quick march, one, two, scoff them all, you and you. Left, right, here comes supper for tonight.